I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, so the President of the United States getting into a bunch of back and forth this week with two senators in particular. Jeff Flake and Bob Corker both have announced their retirement, but both accusing him of being a bad role model for children. For the latest on all this drama, let's go to Alexi McCammon now, who's with Axios. Alexi, thank you so much for taking some time to join us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
I was struck yesterday by a piece that your colleague Mike Allen wrote because he says virtually every Republican is now a Trump Republican. What does that mean?
Right. So what we're seeing is, you know, tons of Senate and House Republicans who are privately griping and complaining about the president, but who suddenly, whenever he's in the room or they're in talks with him, you know, they give him standing ovations like they did at the Senate policy lunch on Tuesday, or they don't tell him how they really feel or say how they really feel. So that suggests that, you know, behind closed doors, they might feel one way, but in public and deep down, every Republican still supports Trump, and he's as strong as ever with the party.
So is that good or bad? Because we want a united party. I would assume Republicans want a united front. But by the same token, are they being disingenuous?
There is a bit of an element of being disingenuous, right? If you are privately complaining about the president, but you are happy and pleasant with him to his face, that certainly suggests that there's a disconnect between how you really feel and how you're acting. And that also, as you mentioned, contributes to the lack of unity among the party at large. And that is especially threatened when you consider how Steve Bannon is still trying to influence and shape the Republican Party from outside of the White House, by, you know, supporting Republican primary challengers against many of these senators who are pleasant with Trump in person.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about Bannon, actually, since you brought him up. I'm curious, you know, a lot of the press has often made the case that he seems to be the kingmaker of some kind, or at least has an outsized presence in terms of his power. Is it your estimation that Bannon is a figure of importance when it comes to these political races, or is he being overhyped by the press?
What we've seen throughout Trump's presidency and from the beginning of his campaign is that there is a bit of overhype happening within the media, but I don't think that you can understate Bannon's continued influence since he left the White House. He's certainly not, you know, some secret puppet master who is controlling everything, but it is important to note that Bannon and Trump talk to each other several times a week still, according to a Washington Post report from Sunday. And so that means that Bannon's views and what he wants are still being communicated directly to the president. And we saw that, you know, Bannon had influence on Trump when he was in the White House. And the fact that they're continuing to speak suggests that he will still have influence over Trump in some ways. I do think that, you know, Bannon is only one person, and he, of course, has his Breitbart News army behind him, but they can only do so much. That said, they are making an aggressive push to reshape the Republican Party by getting these sort of nationalist, populist candidates elected and challenging sort of the more establishment Republican senators like Dean Heller, for example, or taking over Bob Corker's seat with Marsha Blackburn.
Now, I like your website for a number of reasons, including that you give good updates on what's going on in Congress. And there's a lot going on in Congress today, which is that it looks that you'll have House Republicans are expected to take up the Senate budget resolution. This means, Alexi, that they're not going to conference, right?
Right, exactly. So this is a big deal because this is one way, you know, the budget is one way in which Republicans are hoping to pass tax reform, right? They're sort of banking on House Republicans to pass it so that, you know, they can move forward with this. But it's not certain that it will pass, and I think that that's something that a lot of people will be looking toward today on top of the other big news.
There's questions? I'm sorry, there's questions over whether it will pass. You think there's a chance it fails?
I think there's a chance that there are, you know, amendments that are called into question. But even if it does pass, that doesn't mean that they could get tax reform through. So I think that's what Republicans are really going to focus on this week with the budget vote.
Yeah, and Paul Ryan made it sound like this is the tough part. This is where all the lobbyists raid Congress.
Right, exactly. You know, Paul Ryan tries to remind people of what he thinks is the tough part or what is the real challenge when there's so much news going on. But this is a tough part. Republicans are certainly banking on the budget to help them pass tax reform, which they could do through reconciliation, and that would be an easier way for them to do it. Certainly not easy,
yes.
But it would be easier for them to do it. So I think Paul Ryan is keenly aware of that and trying to remind people that this is a big deal. This is a tough part. Everyone should be united on this budget resolution vote.
All right. Thank you. Alexi McCammon from Axios.com. Appreciate your taking your time out this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.